more of the same. I mean, nothing new, but one must also understand why there'll be a repeat of the same issues. If issues are unresolved, it will not make sense for you to come up with new things. So effectively, there's nothing surprising about the ANC's manifesto. And most importantly is that that manifesto is also not that much different from that of other parties, in the sense that the South Africans are faced with the same problems. So I did not find anything, nor did I expect anything new from the ANC manifesto. And the ANC has failed dismally.
But, Professor, I think the purpose of a manifesto is to outline what you will do. For example, the ANC wants to create more job opportunities. It's not to say that it's going to immediately deliver. This is what it says it will do when it gets into power.
It has said that many times for the last 30 years. That has been the ANC's promise to the people. And each president keeps on saying the same thing and even making more promises. So the fact that they are able to articulate those issues, that's well and good. But there's an issue of credibility and there's an issue of believability. So what you find in South Africa today, that's why you have a mushrooming of parties, is mainly to say we no longer have faith in the current political arrangement. We no longer have faith in the ANC being a leader of society. That even the former president of the ANC, Thabo Mbeki, has been on record that he will not avail himself to campaign for the ANC because he cannot find any good reason and any good story to tell to the people. And Jacob Zuma has gone further by simply saying, maybe we need a party that is different, but that still subscribes to the values of the ANC and the principles and aspirations. Because with Ramaphosa, what has happened is he has tended to reverse many of the things that were achieved. For instance, if you look at appointment of judges in South Africa, one of the things that the Ramaphosa has done in the year 2024 is the appointment of three white males into a constitutional court. And that shocked even the Black Association of Advocates.
Professors, but doesn't such appointment represent South Africa as a rainbow country?
Well, you have a rainbow country, but that country must also be representative. You cannot have a situation where the Africans still occupy 5% of the land. You cannot have a situation where management in the country is largely white and Africans only occupy about 10% of all senior positions in the corporate world and in government, except only when they are political appointees. So the notion of transformation is something that has taken a reverse gear under Ramaphosa.